Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, as we heard in the bulletin at 10 o'clock, Dominique Pellico and 47 other men have been found guilty of the aggravated rape of Giselle Pellico. We're going to hear some detail on this now and a warning that this probably isn't for younger listeners. During the course of the trial, Dominique Pellico admitted to drugging his ex-wife and inviting strangers to rape her on multiple occasions over the course of a decade. Huge crowds have gathered outside the main courthouse in the French city of Avignon this morning in the rape trial that has horrified people across France and around the world. Well, Nick Pisa, Mail Online global reporter, joins me now to tell us the latest. So, Nick, we know now that Dominique Pellico has been found guilty. What have you been hearing from the courthouse in Avignon this morning?
Good morning to you, Claire, and to your listeners. Yes, well, we're hearing that Dominique Pellico was given 20 years for his part in this horrific rape case involving his former wife, Giselle. And we also know that the other co-accused you mentioned there were also all found guilty. And surprisingly, and it's caused a little bit of a ruckus with the activists who are outside, their sentences ranging between 3 and 15 years, a lot lower than what the prosecutors are demanding for. Against those accused, and people outside who I'm watching being interviewed by French TV are actually saying, where is the justice? Once again, it seems to be that male patriarchy has succeeded even in the courtroom. They're saying that these men should have been given longer sentences, and they're also saying that Dominique Pellico should have been given a life sentence for what he did, the appalling acts that he did against his ex-wife. And also, we should say, his daughter as well, Dorian, she is also said to be a victim of the abuse that he carried out over a 10-year period at the family home in Mazan in the south of France.
I see at the moment that the lawyers are speaking to the media. Are we expecting that the family, and in particular Giselle, will speak to the media too?
Yes, that's actually what we're seeing now. Dominique Pellico's lawyer speaking now. Obviously, difficult, sorry, to follow and speak at the same time. But yes, in answer to your question, we are expecting her lawyers to speak and to address the media outside. There, I should say, Giselle is also expected to make a brief statement. She arrived in court. Just to interrupt you, I'm just looking at a flash here from his lawyer, Madame Beatrice. She's saying he has taken act, or he has taken note of the verdict given to him and the sentence given to him. I understand that he is in a cell adjacent to the courtroom, waiting to be taken to prison. But just to go back to original question, yes, we do expect Giselle possibly to give a statement outside, but certainly her lawyers as well. And there is also a very high security prison. There are CRS officers, Compagnie Générale Sécurité, riot officers outside the court to protect, obviously, riot officers outside as well, because some of the defendants who were sentenced are actually walking free. They are not being given immediate custodial sentences. Some are being released on suspended sentences, and they are expected to walk out through the court building and out onto the street.
And I'm not sure, you might tell us how sentencing works in France, because in the course of the trial, Dominique Pellico admitted his guilt, didn't he? So the 20 years, does it reflect that in mitigation?
It does, yes. It does say here that he will be serving 20 years, although towards the end of the trial, he will be eligible for parole. But we should remember he is what, 71 years old, so it's very likely that he will die in prison. And also, on another side, it's also, we should bear in mind that he is also suspected of he's admitted his part in another rape in Paris many years ago in the early 90s, which is due to go on trial for sometime in the future. And police, who are conducted several cold cases, also suspect him of the murder of an estate agent in Paris around 20 years ago as well.
Right, so there's certainly more to come on that side of things. But just going back to what you were saying about some of the men who will walk from the court, and we've seen the crowds gathered outside. There have been crowds gathered outside that court right throughout the trial, because it has caused waves across France and French society. Mm. How big an impact do you think that this case will have there in France, and what will happen as a result, if anything?
Well, it was interesting to attend the case and to attend the hearings, especially when Giselle gave evidence as well, she's attended every hearing. This case started back in September, the beginning of September. It was still warm and sunny in Avignon, and now we're all just a few days before Christmas, and gives you some idea of how long this has gone on for. And it has dominated French media in the last few months. There's also been protests in cities, major cities across France, virtually every weekend in support of Giselle. And every time she walks into court, when I was there, people were applauding her, giving her flowers, giving her chocolates. There are posters on buildings outside the court saying, "Bravo, Giselle, go Giselle." Society is certainly behind her, because the key thing in this case is consent. You see, a lot of the men were saying, well, hold on a minute. Dominic Pellicot, Giselle's husband, beg your pardon, was there. So basically we had his consent. What's the problem? It wasn't rape. We weren't raping anyone, which is key to this trial. There's also some suggestion that the French law, which doesn't have this aspect of consent in the rape accusation, will hopefully be changed at some point by lawmakers. We know that Macron, the French Prime Minister is keen to bring in this new law, as is the Justice Minister as well.
Mm-hmm. I just see in the last couple of minutes that our own Dublin Rape Crisis Centre has welcomed the results. So it just goes to show, I suppose, the international impact of this. As I said, it has sent shockwaves right throughout the world. But Dominic Pellicot was only apprehended because the police were investigating him in relation to something completely separate to this.
That's right. Yes, this all happened 4 years ago in a supermarket in Carpentras, a few miles from where the family lived in Mazan. He was actually caught by a security guard upskirting female clients in the supermarket. The police were called. He was taken to the police station, arrested, taken to the police station. And then obviously his devices were all examined. And it's from there that police then found all these other videos, other videos of the 50 co-accused, 50 co-accused in this trial, of them raping and sexually abusing Dominique whilst she was asleep. So he had crushed up sleeping pills into her evening meal. He'd given them to her for dinner, and that she had then fallen asleep. He had then contacted men via swinging websites, online forums, and said, "Oh, come to my house. My wife, she's asleep. And then you can rape and abuse her." And these men turned up and did just that. And say in their defence, they were saying, "Well, hold on, you know, he was there. Mr. Pellicot was there. Dominic Pellicot was there. So we had his consent, because he is the husband." And France, obviously, this patriarchal element in the case, it was the line of defence that they were using. But obviously, the court has thrown that out to a certain degree by convicting them all. But as I said at the beginning, with lower sentences that were actually asked for by the prosecution. Mm-hmm. And although the activists are welcoming the guilty verdicts and the sentences, they are saying that they should have been higher.
Okay, well, let's keep a close eye on that. I just see, Nick, thank you very much for joining us. Nick Pisa there. I just see the lawyers are continuing to emerge from the courtroom. There's a media scrum there still inside the court building, and they're giving their comments, while outside there seem to be more and more people gathering, I assume waiting to see Giselle Pellicot whenever she emerges with her family. But also, as Nick was reminding us, some of those who have been convicted this morning will walk from that court. So we'll keep a close eye on what's happening in Avignon in France and bring it to you as we go through the day. Also, if you have been affected by anything that you've heard there, you can find out more information on helplines. Just go to rte.ie/helplines. Coming up next on the programme, farmers opposed to the Mercosur deal fear that the EU will be flooded with cheap South American beef. But are they right? We're going to debate that after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.